Wisconsin was one of the nation's leading hemp producers during World War II, with thousands of acres in production and 42 hemp mills operating in seven cities. Representative Eugene Hahn, whose uncle grew hemp during the war, is sponsoring a bill this year to create a commission to study the feasibility of growing the crop again. Bill co-sponsor Representative Frank Boyle hopes Wisconsin will follow North Dakota's lead and challenge the federal law that equates industrial hemp with marijuana. He says the law prevents Wisconsin from competing with Canada, where growing hemp is legal.
You'd get higher smoking a field of corn than you would industrial hemp. We are simply foolish to import thousands of tons of hemp from Canada and refuse to allow our farmers to grow it as a cash crop.
But despite the low level of the intoxicant THC in industrial hemp, federal law treats it as a controlled substance. North Dakota's new law exempts farmers from getting approval from the Drug Enforcement Agency before planting hemp, but Tom Murphy of the advocacy group Vote Hemp says farmers there will now have to sue the government before putting any seeds in the ground.
If you were to plant, you know, forfeiture laws would enable the powers that be to seize your property.
Still, hemp advocates in Wisconsin are optimistic. At this year's hearing for Wisconsin's hemp bill, the law enforcement agencies who've opposed the bill in past years did not show up to testify against it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.